Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Guys, welcome back to We Met at Acme.
And we are here with gorgeous and amazing porn star Asa Akira.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. We're so excited to have you. And I can't wait to pick your brain on everything. So, where are you from, and how old are you?
I'm 33, which is, like, in porn years, like, 900. And I'm Japanese, but I grew up in New York City.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Full Japanese?
Yes. Awesome. So, my parents are, like, straight-up immigrants. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I always forget, like, if that makes me first generation or second.
Yeah, I'm the wrong person to ask, unfortunately.
I was born here.
Yeah. I think that makes you first generation.
I feel like,
yeah. 100%.
I feel like.
100%.
Like 99%.
Yeah. 99%. That's awesome. So, like, this is probably a dumb question, but have you been to Japan?
Yeah. So, I actually lived there when I was 6 till I was 13 years old. But I went to an American school while mm-hmm. I was there, so I didn't get, like, the full, like, Japanese experience, but
yeah,
when I moved there,
was it the,
like,
American school
in Japan? Yeah,
wait, I had so many friends that went there.
Really?
Too. Yes, that's, it's a really crazy. Great school.
It is, mm-hmm. And it's, you know, like, it was the first school I remember going to, because, like, before that I was in kindergarten in mm-hmm. New York and stuff. So, like, I never realized what a crazy, like, rich school it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Until I moved back to New York, and then I started going to Eunice,
which, like, is also a great school.
Yeah, Eunice is a great school, but, like. Like, it doesn't even compare
no,
to
it doesn't.
The
it
one
really
in Japan. Because
no,
it's,
no,
like,
no.
Their campus is, like, crazy. They renovate it every year.
Yeah.
Like, I remember we had paint gun or paintball for gym class.
No, the American school in Japan is, like, where you send your kids when, like, you have to move, like, to Japan on business for a year.
Right.
You know, like, very, like.
Because your parents work
and
for
everyone,
IBM.
Right. Everyone is so international. And,
yeah.
Like, it's very cool.
It was really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad to have had that experience. But, yeah.
Eunice is, like, very international also.
Yeah, it is. So the reason I went to Eunice is my grandfather was a diplomat. So,
oh.
Like, I was always, like, I was, like, the scholarship kid.
That's
so.
Fucking dope.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So I just off the bat, that makes me want to say that you're the only porn star whose grandfather is a diplomat. Would you agree with me?
Yeah, I think that's probably really possible.
Yeah, I feel like that's definitely true in the best way. But that, I guess, leads to my next question, which is, like, someone from such an amazing education and obviously, like, you're very self-aware. Why did you choose to get into porn and, like, were you recruited? How did that happen?
I wasn't recruited, you know, because, like, so growing up in New York, I think recruiting definitely happens when you're, like, in LA.
Right.
I think
right.
a lot of, you know, I think even now a lot of people go out.
I have to stop for a second and tell you guys how fucking amazing these new workout classes have been that I've been doing. It's called Beachbody, and it's an online fitness streaming service. I've been given unlimited access to all these different workouts. They're like so effective, and I literally don't have to leave my apartment, which is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Class is like 21 day fixed, T25. There's a 3-week yoga retreat. I mean, who needs to go do yoga in Tulum when you literally have yoga on your fucking screen? It's so incredible. I really like a lot of the products that I've been using, a lot of the classes that I've been taking, and it's convenient. There's programs for any level, like even if you suck like me. And there's nutritional help too. So like you don't even need a nutritionist because you have Beachbody. It's affordable too. And if you want to start, all you have to do is text ACME to 303030 now. That's ACME, ACME to 303030. I just did it. So you should do it too.
Now a lot of people go out to LA to like be an actress. And then next thing you know, they're doing a softcore porn for Playboy. And then next day they're doing a gangbang.
Right.
But like for me, I always wanted to do porn. And like I was always super fascinated with like the sex industry. And I just thought like hookers and strippers were like so cool in my mind. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Like I just really... I think the way like kids think about becoming a doctor or a vet, I was like, I want to like be some kind of sex person.
Yeah.
And
how early on was that thought that you had?
You know, like kind of, it almost, not that this is an answer, but it almost feels like as long as I can even remember, like even in middle school and stuff, I just was so fascinated with all those things. Mm-hmm. And, but you know, like growing up in New York, I didn't know anybody like, it's not like in LA, I feel like everyone knows someone in porn. Mm-hmm. Like everyone's cousin is the lighting guy or whatever.
Yeah.
But like here, we don't really know anyone. Like that's so super rare to like meet someone in porn. So I felt like it was like this faraway dream. And I know you're like really into astrology, right?
Yeah.
So like I had my chart done once and like it told me that I'm not that familiar with astrology, but like my house of... Either my
your sex... house is like in like exposing yourself or
something? Like my planet of sex is in the house of fame or vice versa. That it was so one of the other.
Well, do you know your chart? Do you have any like apps that show it? And first of all, when's your sign?
I don't just carry around my astrology chart.
No, I mean, some people do. It's like in apps. Like it's easy to.
No, I had it done like on the phone by a lady. Yeah.
But when is your birthday?
January 3rd.
Oh, okay.
1985.
Wow, so is my roommate's.
Really?
January 3rd. I swear to
you. I never meet January 3rd people.
She is a phenomenal human being. It's like so incredible. And also people born on the 3rd are very special people. And I'm not just saying that.
Really?
Everyone I know that's born on the 3rd is a very good person. I don't know any bad people born on the 3rd of the month, of any month, honestly.
I don't know anyone born on the 3rd.
Really?
Yeah, maybe I need to start keeping more thirds. Company.
Like Isabel, who's sitting here with us, her birthday is April 17th. She's probably freaked out that I remember that. And I feel like people born on the 17th are also very special. My best friend is born on the 17th.
What are you?
I'm a Libra.
Okay.
So September 28th.
Like
Lil Wayne and Susan Sarandon.
Yeah, I learned that today.
which we learned today. January 3rd, so you're Capricorn. Mm-hmm. Do you know your rising sign?
I think my rising is Virgo and my moon is in Gemini.
Oh, cool. I'm a Virgo rising too.
Oh.
Look at that.
So we got along right away though, I feel
No, we really did. And I felt your Gemini moon vibes. My moon is Capricorn. So okay. we come full circle together. But that's really cool. That also means that the moon in Gemini makes you able to like communicate really well.
You know who else's moon is in Gemini?
Who?
Obama.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I tell everyone.
Oh, my God. Wait, how have I never looked up Obama's chart?
It's the only thing I know
about. I feel like
I've
betrayed my country. Hold on.
That's not very patriotic of you.
No, I really have to do that.
Like, but, like, right yeah, so it's pretty much the only thing I know. And, like, what I heard is that, again, like, I'm talking as if, like, I'm an expert, but I'm really not. I just know the things about myself.
No, that's... Incredible.
But, like, they say that people with, like, their moon in Gemini, like, tend to do things twice. Mm. So, like, he had to get inaugurated twice because,
Obama, by the way, if you're listening, which you obviously are. please come on this podcast.
Shout out to Obama. You never know. He's doing like a lot of press, like fun press these days.
You never know. Maybe he would.
I fucking love Obama.
Same. I also lost my train of thought because now I'm like worshiping Obama. Yeah. Let me go back. Yeah. So you have an awesome chart, and I love that.
Thanks. And I'm like, thanks.
I made it with Ty. So are you currently single? What's your current relationship status?
No. So my relationship status is kind of strange right now. So I'm going through a divorce. Okay. Well, but like California divorce is kind of weird. So like it's terrible is what it is. But like, so from the time that you sign the papers, like it takes a long time for like the judge to sign it. And like, there's all this stuff. So I'm not legally divorced, but I'm like, I guess I'm technically still going through it. But I've been like, we've been separated for a long time. And then I have a new boyfriend who's an ex-boyfriend.
Oh, so I know I'm recycle.
I'm doing that whole thing right now.
It happens. It happens.
But yeah, so I'm currently dating someone I've known since I was 14 years old.
That's really cute. Mm-hmm. That's really sweet. When's his sign?
He's a triple Scorpio.
Oh, wow. Capricorns, they love Scorpios.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I tend to date Tauruses, but yeah, I do love Scorpios.
Scorpio is the opposite of Taurus, so you're dating the opposite. Yeah.
Oh, weird. Mm-hmm. I wonder what that means.
It means you're ready for something new.
Yeah, or old.
Or old and now new. So how do you, when you are single, how do you meet people? And do you tell them right off the bat what your profession is, or do you kind of like keep it, you know, what's your whole stance on that?
I definitely, it's easier for me if they just know what I do. I've never been in a position where like I had to have that conversation. But I've also like never met someone out and about. Like that's never ever happened. Yeah. And before porn or anything, like I've always had like one reference, like a friend introduced us or I met them at work or whatever. But yeah, I guess like when I'm single, I don't know. I tend to not be single that much. Like I think I have like major like abandonment issues or something. And I just like don't like to be alone.
Yeah.
But I'm super like, I like to do things alone, but I like to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
I'm which is why I'll never be happy. So
no, I think a lot of people are like that. Honestly, I do. Like I'm not alone often. I think a lot of us are guilty, like probably more women than men, of just like wanting someone there and like not really caring about them. Whereas a guy would never do that, you know?
Yeah, that's true. And that way, like, guys are way more all in than us.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's true. Like, you kind of hear about, even, like, with girlfriends and stuff, like, we...
Yeah,
there's like, a lot of, like...
Yeah, I'll have a friend who's, like, in a relationship for 2 years, and she's like, I don't know.
Like, and she'll, like hate him.
Yeah, and I'm like, wait, are you delusional? Like, it's 2 years of your life. Meanwhile, a guy's, like, 2 days in, and he's like, I don't know. Like, she, like, farted in her sleep. I think it's over.
Yeah, that's so true.
It's not okay. Going back to porn for a second. So you said you had your chart read, and I'm assuming you were saying like the path was like surrounding you.
Yeah, well, I had my chart read like after I was already in porn. So it was more of a confirmation. Like I didn't like.
Right. I see.
But so yeah, so like I was just, the way it happened actually is I was just like walking down the street one day and this guy, like a super shady looking dude, came up to me and like he was like, are you interested? So I guess in that sense I did get scouted. He was like, are you interested in being in the adult entertainment industry? And I was like, yes, please. Like I've been waiting for you my whole life.
That's crazy.
And I was with my ex at the time, so like I felt, you know, like a little bit safer than I think I would if I were alone. And it ended up, this man was the manager of a dungeon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
It's, I became like a dominatrix.
I'm like, I'm imagining like a fairy tale, Cinderella. Like, and where was the dragon?
So yeah, yeah. So I followed him upstairs to his dungeon.
is this a dungeon in Chelsea by any chance?
No, okay. It was on 33rd between 5th and 6th, and they shut down a few years ago because like a man almost died there.
How? Oh, by being pleasured.
By being pleasured,
in an erotic or violent way.
Yeah, like I guess his fetish was to be hung upside down and like forgotten. Like a lot of people like that, like just being forgotten. What? But they actually forgot him.
Oh my god.
So,
why would anyone's fetish be to be forgotten?
I don't know. It probably comes, I would imagine that it comes from a place of actually like a fear of being forgotten. I think a lot of fetishes work that way.
It's so it like plays on your fear, but
like it's your defense mechanism, like maybe being like, well, yeah. You know how like, well, I don't know if
or
you know,
maybe
but like
it's someone who like always gets remembered, who wants to be forgotten.
Maybe.
But what were you gonna say?
He's like, for once in my life, right. I just want to be forgotten. Well, like I found that like not a lot, but at the dungeon, I found that a lot of guys with like really small penises, like micro penises, would have small penis fetishes, and like, they would what? Like they would want to be like humiliated and like made fun of for their small dicks. And that's probably like, I would imagine that comes from a place where they're like so terrified that.
That is literally like, I'm thinking of a few embarrassing things in my life. And like if a guy brought her into the bedroom, I would literally kill myself and him. Like I would be so horrified. Like I just, kudos to these guys.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's probably more common. Like, I am also not into being humiliated at all.
Oh, my God.
But, like, for some reason, like, okay, a lot of times when I masturbate and if I'm in a relationship, like, I'll think about that person cheating on me.
Oh, my God.
So maybe, like, really? So why?
I thought
why?
That was just me.
Why is that? But you know what? I think the thing about, like, dating someone with a podcast is, like, I mean...
It's the risk you take.
It's you. That's what you signed up for.
Yeah.
Your life is, like, semi-public now.
It's true. It's true. But going back to, like, masturbating and thinking of, you know, your partner in different scenarios, I think that has a lot to do with, like, not boredom, but, like, knowledge that, and, like, awareness that you're going to be with one person. So, like, you're going to not only have to spice it up in real life, but you also have to spice it up in your head, you
know? Totally. Totally. I think that's so important. Like,
yeah.
It's definitely, I think it, the thing I think I want most in a man is that he's, like, creative in that way.
Me too. And, so going back to the dominatrix, you were working there, and what was the next step after that?
So I was there.
Were you always dom?
No, not at all. And I'm not now at all. And like, so at the time I was like 19, and I didn't even know like people identified as like dom or sub or whatever. Like I hadn't explored myself like sexually enough to even know any of those things about myself. But it was, like, a really, like, I learned so much there. And, like, I think I'm, like, a better person for having worked there. Because, like, I think I became really open-minded there. Mm-hmm. And I realized, like, okay, everyone's into something weird. So it's better to not just, like, judge anyone. And then, and then after like a year or so of doing that, I met a stripper there. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, ooh, well, I want to be a stripper.
Yeah.
So I started dancing at the Hustler Club.
Oh, I know that one.
On West Side Highway.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I was there for a couple of years. And then I was doing this radio show in Tampa called Bubba the Love Sponge. And finally, I met a porn star.
And throughout this and like before the porn star, before you were in porn, did your parents or like your siblings, and I didn't even ask if you have any.
Mm-mm, I'm an only child.
Only child. Okay. So did your parents say like, Asa, what are you doing? Or were they like totally supportive and they were like, we love that you're doing this and expressing yourself?
No, not at all. They were definitely not like, honestly, like at that point they didn't know. Cause like the dominatrix stuff and the stripping stuff, it's almost like they didn't have to know. Cause
right.
You know, they were, like, night jobs and, And, like, I wasn't living at home.
What were you doing during the day at that point?
I was actually married. And I was just, like, honestly, I was doing a lot of drugs.
Yeah. Love the honesty.
So, yeah, like, that's kind of what I was doing throughout the day. Yeah. Like, and I would just, like, meet up with friends mm-hmm. and, like... My ex How didn't really want me to have a normal married? Job. I was 19.
Wow.
So everything happened really fast. Mm-hmm. Like, I graduated high school, and then... So the guy that I'm with right now, he dumped me. And then, like, 10 days later, I married this dude right. that I met. And then...
Wow, that's, like, actually so cute and, like, romantic that, like, you ended up with the guy, like, you were supposed to be with, like, at yeah. the end of the day. But, yeah. like, you got sidetracked. You know what I
yeah.
mean?
Yeah. And I'm glad that everything works out that way because, like, I'm glad I got to do a lot of exactly. the things that he wouldn't have wanted me to do when we were together. So that's cool. And then, so I met a porn star
oh,
while
right,
I was
right, right.
working mm-hmm. For that radio show. Mm-hmm. And then... And I was like, oh, my God, like, this is my moment.
Right.
And I was like, you got to get me into a porno, please. And I shot my first scene with her. And at the time, she was, like, one of the biggest porn stars. Mm-hmm. Her name was Gina Lynn.
And how old were you then?
And I was... So at that time, I was 23.
Okay.
So some time had gone by and...
And still married.
No, at that point, divorced.
Okay.
And then, like... I don't know, like, just shooting my first scene, like, it felt so, like, natural.
Yeah, no.
And, like,
yeah.
it felt very much like an extension of my sex life rather than, like, oh, I'm going into this new career.
That's dope.
It was just, like, it felt really, like, organic and natural. So mm-hmm. So she hooked me up with the agency that she was with, and I flew out to California, and that's it.
That's awesome. And... I don't even know where to start. I have so many questions. Do you feel like being in porn has affected your personal sex life or no, in no way? Like, are there things you don't like to do anymore because you've done them over and over?
Like how Madonna will never sing like a virgin.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, no, not really. Like my porn career has definitely affected my sex life, mm-hmm. my personal sex life, but, like, not in that way. Like, there, it's still very, like, I don't know, like, I think, I mean, there's a million different ways to do porn.
Right.
And, like, I don't think there's any one right way. But, like, for me, I think a lot of people, like, leave a part of themselves at home and then they become this other person on a porn set and, like, kind of... do that whole thing. For me, like, I really do feel like porn is just, like, another part of my sex life.
Yeah.
Like, to me, like, porn's the fantasy. Like, I like that there's cameras around and that people are watching me. Like, I'm an exhibitionist, and, like, that, to me, is, like, what turns me on about porn. So, like, when I'm having sex at home, I don't feel like a different person, but it feels like a different, like, branch of sex.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think that's, like, a privilege, if anything, that mm-hmm. you get to have those two different kinds of, like, sex.
For sure. And, like, I'm so thankful because I think, like, porn has allowed me to try so many things that I always wanted to try that, like, I couldn't have in real life, I think. Like,
yeah.
Like, I always think about, like, how do, like, people get gangbanged in real life? Like, I don't understand.
They sadly don't.
Yeah.
It's a sad reality.
Like,
out here.
They do, and it's
really
or they
shady.
Do, and
yeah.
it's really unfortunate. And I'm so sorry if you've been gangbanged and you didn't like it.
Yeah. Or, like, yeah, like, even, like, as if I were just, like, a girl seeking it.
I don't think we should make
any
jokes about that.
Yeah. No, but, yeah, no gangbang jokes. But, no, I'm with you. So, do you think that the kind of porn? I'm just gonna start that over. What kind of porn do you like to watch? And do you watch porn, or are you just kind of like over it at this point?
I go through different phases with porn. For a long time, I was watching a lot of like anal sex porn because I had never. Done anal sex on camera, so like that's what was really turning me on. And then, you know, like I think whatever I want to do next a lot of times is like the porn I'm watching at the moment.
Right, so it becomes like a work thing for you. It's not like a pleasure thing.
Well, no, like very much a pleasure thing, but like not like I'm like I do it to masturbate. I'm not doing it to, you know, research or anything. Right. But like, and then I'll do the thing and then like that's not the kind of porn I'm watching anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I go through different phases. But right now, and for I would say like the past at least 3 years, mm-hmm. I've been really into like watching guys jerk off.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of my favorite. And I like gay porn a lot. And I don't know, maybe it's because it's like the thing I'll never have.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I don't really know what the idea is behind that, but that's like the porn I've been watching for a while now. And I don't really also like now that I know so many people in the pornos.
Mm-hmm. It's like awk.
Yeah, it's like there's
it's
too
like
much
you're
context.
Watching your friends have sex.
Yeah. And that's like mm-hmm. I don't know, like I'm not into that.
Have you ever gone on a date with someone and they were like, I've seen one of your videos?
Yeah.
And like, do you get flattered by that or turned off?
No, I'm flattered for sure. I'm flattered and like, if anything, I prefer that.
Yeah.
Because then I'm like, okay, we're on the same page. Like, I don't have to, like, explain to you, like, that I do porn. And,
right.
And all that stuff. Like, it's easier for me if, like, that work's already been done.
Do girls ever go up to you and say that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I love that. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
If a girl says it, then, like, it means... Like, one girl is worth, like, 100 dudes.
Yeah. By the way, I was going to say it, but I just didn't know
how to. Oh, thanks.
But, yeah, I've definitely seen a video. I love porn. I frequent some porn websites, especially Pornhub. We were talking about this Pornhub pop-up that's been around the city. Mm-hmm. Have you, like, made appearances at them to, like, shock everyone and be like, hey, surprise?
Yeah. Well, not so much surprise, but, like, I was there a couple of days. So it's not going on right now, but like they did the Pornhub pop-up it was like starting Black Friday, mm-hmm. I think, and then it went for a month, and then now they're doing one in like Italy. But yeah, it's really cool. I think it's really funny because like Pornhub has become so mainstream. It's like synonymous with like free porn.
Yeah.
I feel like it's so like you can't say Pornhub to someone and then be like, what's that?
Right.
So it's, I don't know, it's a pretty cool thing. And like you wouldn't think that like the company to like be that recognizable in like the mainstream would have the word porn in it. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it almost seems, I don't know, it's so crazy to me. But it's awesome.
I saw that, first of all, for anyone who doesn't know, Asa has her own podcast. What is it called again?
It's called the Pornhub Podcast.
The Pornhub Podcast.
And it just started. Like, I launched it with 3 episodes, and now there's 4.
Love it.
So it just started. but, yeah, and it's a lot of fun. I've done a few podcasts.
Yeah.
And, like, this is my favorite format of anything. Like, I like listening to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even listen to music anymore.
Same.
And then I love doing podcasts.
There's just not good music anymore. It's really upsetting.
But there's great podcasts.
Right. So thank God for that. Keep making bad music, people. But on one of your episodes there, I saw Stormy Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Daniel or Daniels?
Daniels.
Okay. Stormy Daniels came on mm-hmm. your podcast, and it just, like, got me thinking about porn stars and politics.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds like a good name of an episode. Was that the name of
yours? No, it wasn't.
It should be.
Yeah, that is a really good name.
But it just got me thinking, like, have you ever, like, been approached by anyone in politics? Or, like, and, like, who are the kinds of guys or the kinds of people that, like, either slide into your DM or, like, try to... meet you somehow?
You know, I've actually never had sex with a famous person. Like, Stormy is the most famous person I've had sex with.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, like, I mean, yeah, I definitely get, like, guys sliding into my DMs. Never politicians. I don't think I'm the type that politicians go for because I do so much, like, podcasting and, like, I've written books and, like...
You have
a
voice.
And, yeah, like, I think they assume that, like, if they had sex with me, I would tell everyone, which I would.
Well, they assume correctly then.
But yeah, like I would say the like celebrities that contact me are generally like rappers or athletes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I get. Or comedians.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Like I've always wanted to have sex with a celebrity. Like that sounds in theory like I'm like, oh, I would literally fuck any celebrity. just for the story.
Yeah.
But then, like, at the same time, when it actually comes down to it, I'm like, well, what are we going to talk about once I'm there? Yeah. And then, like, what if I don't want to have sex with them? And then they're going to be like, why did you come over if you don't want to
fuck
me?
What if they have a micropenis?
Yeah, what if they have a micropenis? You never know. And then, like, I think I just start getting, like, really neurotic about it. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, well, now it's easier to just not do it.
Yeah, 100%. What's your favorite video of yourself?
I have a lot. Like, generally, the first time I do anything is, like, turns into a favorite. I'm a real big fan of firsts. Mm-hmm. But my favorite video ever is probably either my first gangbang or my first double penetration scene.
Amazing.
And just, like, I guess, I don't know, like, even, like, having sex with a person for the first time is really exciting to me in a way that, like, never gets recreated.
Yeah. Do you find that the male porn stars, like, kind of have nothing on the female ones? And it's, like, kind of sad?
I mean, there's definitely, like, pros and cons to both. Mm-hmm. Like, they get none of the glory, really. Yeah. Unless you're, like, Rocco Siffredi.
Who is that?
He's, like, probably the most famous
male porn star. Wait, I have to look him up.
Male porn star.
I bet you I've watched videos.
Probably. He's this Italian guy.
Rocco
Siffredi. S-I-F-F. S-I-F-F.
Oh, sorry. I'm
And then, yeah. And then, like, but for the most part, like, people know the girls' names, but not the guys. Mm. But at the same time, like, you know, as a career, guys have longevity, and we don't, you know? Like, it's definitely, like, as a woman in porn, you feel like you have an expiration date. Yeah, that's
him. Oh, my God.
I mean, he's an animal.
Clearly. Is he 60? Like,
he's pretty old, but
he's got a huge fucking
I think he might
dick.
Be retired right now. And I say right now because, like, a lot of people retire from porn and come back, like, 2 years later. That's a pretty common thing. But he's, you know, he's, like, an Italian guy. I find that a lot of the European guys are, like, the best at fucking, actually.
Yeah. Interesting.
They're really passionate and, like, they're really good at, like, making women comfortable, I think, sexually, because, like, they're so, one, they're really passionate, and I think they understand the importance of, like, creating a connection beyond, like, just fucking.
Right.
Like, they definitely make you feel like they like you, and they want to fuck
they're
you.
Smart.
And they're smart like that.
Yeah.
And then also, they're just, like, so much more perverted than, like, the average American guy that, like, you don't feel, like, gross if, like, I don't know, like,
yeah,
if you, like, squirt or something, they're not like, oh, God, like, wipe it off of me.
They're into everything.
Yeah.
And they're respectful.
Yeah, and then it just makes the whole thing really comfortable. Yeah. So I definitely, a lot of the European performers are, like, my favorites.
Yeah.
For sure.
I love that. Have you ever been, like, dumped or dissed or, like, you know, like, kind of attacked for what you do by a guy?
100%. I mean, like, most of the relationships I've been in while I've been in porn have been because ultimately, like, they didn't want me to be doing porn.
Right.
I mean, like, it's so common. And honestly, like, I don't really fault anyone for that because that's kind of the norm, you know, is that you don't want your girlfriend to be fucking 100 other people.
Right. But how do you just, like, how do you then, what's your response to those people? Is it, like, fuck you, then get out of my life?
No.
Or is it, like, listen, like, I don't have feelings for these people. It's my job.
Yeah, I'll definitely, like, try to explain it. But I've found that, I don't know, just, like, with experience, I've definitely found that if someone's not comfortable with it from the beginning, they're not gonna be comfortable with it eventually.
People don't
change. It's just kind of like one of those sad things. And usually they're cool with it in the beginning and they're like, yeah, I'm dating a porn star. And then 3 months later, they're like, well, how long are you gonna be doing this really? So a lot of relationships have ended that way, even with guys in porn that are performers themselves. Which is a double standard.
Double standard as fuck.
But also, like, I understand that, too. I mean, like, you can't help how you feel, you know?
It's true.
Like, there's a lot of things I do to guys that, like, I don't want done to me.
Same. Knocking on wood. Don't ever do it to me, anyone. Yeah. No, we're obviously really good to every guy.
We have to figure that out. Of course.
But that's like, obviously that's annoying and I would understand why that would end a relationship, but just like friend to friend, is there a time that you see yourself stopping doing porn, or would you ideally want to do it for as long as you can?
I mean, in a perfect world, I would do it for as long as I can. But also, like, and this is kind of what I was talking about earlier, is like, as a woman, you definitely feel like there's an expiration date on you in porn.
Yeah.
I mean, it definitely, you know, obviously we're free to do porn as long as we want.
But isn't MILF porn get like really popular?
MILF porn is the most popular category. But also, like, I don't really get booked for MILF things because I'm Asian. And like,
yeah, but you can like, there's no like cute Asian boy that would do it.
It's just weird because like, I don't know what it is, but like, porn is so, everyone's a search term. Everyone's in a category. And like, a lot of the categories don't necessarily make sense. And they're just kind of based on like, whatever the viewer has
chosen.
And it just so happens that like, MILFs are generally fake-titted white chicks.
Right,
and that's just what it is. Like, if so, you have real tits or you're not white, you're generally not a MILF. And that's just,
so fucking
we accept
true.
It. Just like we call interracial porn a black guy with anything else. Or like anyone else.
Right.
Whereas like, at most scenes I do are technically interracial.
Right.
Because most of the guys I work with are either white or black or Hispanic.
Right.
So it's, I don't know, like, there's a lot of terms that, like, aren't necessarily accurate.
What's the term that I would have to search, or, like, the loose terms to find a video of you?
Definitely Asian. Mm-hmm. Probably anal, because I do a lot of anal. And then, I mean, at this point, I guess, like, I've been in it 10 years. Like, I think most of the things are listed under my name. But, you know, but, like, I definitely still go to Pornhub and see, like, Asian girl gets railed in the ass. And I'm like, oh, it's me.
If a guy went up to you at a bar and he was like, hey, I've jerked off to you, like, 12 times, would you be flattered or annoyed?
Flattered, for sure. Flattered, but, like, also flattered because that's, like, what I want to be known as. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel very much like, I like it because it's on my terms, and I would hate it if, like, I'm sure if I retired from porn one day, and then in 20 years, like, someone came up to me and said that, I probably wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it wouldn't really be on my own terms.
Right.
So it's that weird thing.
But it still
is, like,
because it's, like, the videos you made when you wanted to be making them.
Yeah, that's true. But, like, maybe, I don't know. I guess I'm just assuming that I won't be in that headspace,
right.
But who knows.
You said you do a lot of anal. I tried anal once, and it didn't go well for me. And I think that was just because, like, the feeling was so foreign to me that I couldn't, like, accept it and feel turned on by it.
It's also like, it's really an unnatural feeling in the beginning, and it, like, it feels so invasive.
Yeah.
Because it is.
Yeah. I can only imagine. But, like, not to be gross, but, like, do you get used to it eventually?
Totally.
You know?
So, like, the first time I ever had anal sex, it's actually with the guy I'm dating now.
Oh.
And it was amazing. When we were, like, maybe 19, something like that.
Yeah.
And, like, it was an accident. And I believe him that it was an accident.
Yeah, misfire is what they call
it. Like, because especially at that point, like, if he had asked me to try it, I probably would have said yes, you know?
Right.
But, like, so, like, we were just kind of, we were fucking, and then it, like, it was really hot and sweaty, and then he took it out and then just, like, slammed it into my ass by accident. Mm-hmm. And it was the worst pain I've ever felt in my life. I just remember, like, being doubled over, and, like, I was like, I cannot believe people do this for pleasure. Like, I
cannot believe.
Right. Like, cannot even fathom. So I didn't do it again for years and years and years. And then I had an ex-boyfriend. He was also in porn a few years later. And he liked for me to peg him, which is, like, when I fuck him with a strap on. And he was, like, so into it. And that just kind of opened me up. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe this is something I want to try. Like, look at him. He's enjoying it. And he, you know, got used to it. So, like, he kind of, like, taught me the ropes as far as the anal goes. And I'm so lucky, I feel like, that he was the one to teach me because, like, he had been penetrated himself. So right. he was very, like, sympathetic and right. patient and, like, kind of knew how to do it. Mm-hmm. So that got me, like, really into anal. And then I was like, well, I'm just going to do it on camera because right. why not? Like,
when he asked you to peg him, did you think that, like, he might be gay or, like, is that, like, a normal thing?
I'm, like, still kind of confused about it because I've definitely met a lot of guys that like to be pegged mm-hmm. and, like, so many more than you would imagine. Like, I feel like if you're sitting in a room of 10 guys, like, at least two of those guys like to be pegged.
Wow.
Like, it's the common like that. And I think they're never comfortable in saying it until, like, they know you've pegged someone and then all of a sudden it's, like, all they can talk about. But, like, so this guy was very open about liking to be pegged. Mm-hmm. And at the time, he was just, like, you know, just a straight male porn star. And a lot of people, he was really vocal about liking to be pegged. Like, so everybody knew. And, like, a lot of people would be like, oh, your boyfriend's gay or whatever. And I'd be like, oh, you're so close-minded. You know, if he wanted to do that with a guy, he would do it with a guy.
Right.
But he's doing it with me. But then, like, we broke up and he started doing gay porn.
Oh.
So now I'm like, well, I mean, he's at least bi, obviously.
Right.
Do you believe in bisexuality?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I think I believe in, like, the scale of, yeah. like...
So you would date a guy who has had sex with other men and have no issue with that?
For sure. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Like, I think, like... I think guys are, like, not really, like, allowed to be bisexual.
Mm.
And I think that's unfair because I think there are guys that are bisexual. I think that there's definitely guys who are, like, 99% straight and 1% gay.
Mm.
Like, I think that exists.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely a spectrum. I don't think I'm 100% straight.
Right.
I don't think anyone really is. And if yeah. they say they are, they're probably lying or really lame.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They haven't opened their mind.
Right.
Open your mind.
But, like, also... I think it's also quite rare to be perfectly bisexual, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. It's hard. It's rare to meet someone who's like, it's hard I to don't like, care if yeah, it's a boy or a girl.
Completely the other way.
Yeah.
Last night I was at dinner for Valentine's Day, and I caught myself checking this girl out at the bar. Like, I couldn't stop looking over. And, like, I felt so creepy.
You're like,
and
am
it's
I
not
gay?
The first time I've ever checked a girl out. But, like, I kept turning around. At first, I, like, tried to convince myself it was because I thought that, like, my boyfriend was looking at her. You
right.
know what I mean? And then, like, I realized I just thought she was hot.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah, I'm not fully straight. And I said something to him. I was like, I can't stop checking this girl out. Like, it's so weird. And I was like, but I love checking girls out, and I don't really like checking guys out. And he was like, yeah, guys are just, like, not beautiful.
They're you know? Really not. Like, I would they're never, not. Like, there's not really, like, a man I would, like, sleep with based on just his looks.
Right.
Like, no it's man like, is that good looking.
No, exactly. except maybe the guy in 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, the other guy's
he's
really
fucking hot.
I love those movies.
Oh my God, I just saw 50.
The latest one?
Yeah, the latest one. It was actually good. I didn't see the last one. I just, like, went in blind and it was so good.
I think... That's kind of how you have to view those movies.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to, like, go I mean, in blind and take it for 100%. What it is.
And I just, like, we all, the whole audience laughed, like, when it was a really bad scripted,
yeah.
like, time. He was like, let's go on my jet. And then, no, he was like, here's my jet. Like, they just got married. And he's like, here, let's get on the jet. And then she goes, she goes, your jet? And he goes, no, our jet. We literally, the whole theater, like, just lost it.
But that's also, like, such a line that, like, someone would write thinking, like, a woman will love this.
Right. It's so anti-feminist. Like, no, it's fucking his jet, bitch. Like, get your own jet.
Yeah, you know what? It's true. Because, like, if the roles were reversed, right? we'd be like, fuck you. Yeah. I bought the jet.
Yeah. So that, like, the woman would be like, he'd be like, this is the jet. And she'd be like, and then the guy would be like, our jet. And the woman, like, would be like, no, my jet.
Definitely my jet.
They should do a reverse. Oh my God. 50 Shades of, like, Pink or something. It's like some feminist bitch. It's like the scary movie version of 50 Shades. Yeah. And it's she's so like true, the dominatrix, and he's like yeah. her subservient.
Yeah. It's kind of even offensive that he'd be like, no, Archette. It's like, yeah. Like, what kind of condescending bullshit is that? Like, the so only way I can get a Jet is if I marry you.
Literally.
Ew, so I hate true. That.
That's what they're planning. They're plotting these girls' heads, like,
right.
that only. The only way to get a fucking Jet is to marry a guy who already fucking has a Jet.
Right.
No. You can get your own Jet, ladies.
But, like, at the same time, I love those movies. Like, love. They're so romantic. Oh,
they're so romantic. I'm just like, love me like you
do. I think it's, like, you know, honestly, I think it's, like, and I have to, like, definitely phrase this the right way, but it's yeah. kind of, like, a hard time for a nice guy right now.
Yeah, no, it really is.
Like, if I were a guy, I would be terrified to do anything right now.
Anything. I actually was talking about
that. But also, like, I feel like right now for guys, like, I think that so much is coming to light for guys right now, and even us. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of behavior that we've, like, accepted as normal mm-hmm. is now coming out like, oh my god, that is actually really fucked up.
Totally.
So for them, they must be like, I don't even know what's fucked up. Like, because everything I thought was normal is,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's crazy.
It's really sad. Like, you're realizing that a lot of guys, like, for example, with the Aziz Ansari situation, and we don't have to even get into it, but like, they just, some guys just don't know how to fuck and like, just don't know how to be like desirable when it comes to sex, and like, that's not their fault, you know?
Right.
And is that a symptom of the fact that people don't interact as much as they used to, and now they aren't forced yeah, into
right
social
it's
engagement?
True. I mean, we're all kind of sociopaths now, or like, we're becoming,
yeah,
for sure, because having like face-to-face contact is weird now.
100%.
You don't have to if you don't want to.
Yeah. Even like something like ordering food. Like, I'm like, if you're not on Seamless, like, I'm not going to talk to a real person on the phone. Are you insane?
Yeah, no way. No way. Never. But it's so funny. I was ordering food with my friends the other day, and we realized, like, our food was late, and we called the restaurant. We realized that they're never going to be honest. They're always going to say they're on the way. You know?
Oh, my God.
Right? Like, isn't that such a sad realization? They always say the food's on the way.
They really do.
No matter what. And you can't be like, you're lying.
Because how would you even know?
My friend told me that she says, can I add something to my order to test them to see if they're being serious?
Oh!
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Fucking genius. And then they'll be like, oh, wait, the guy just came back. That's so funny.
That's a good one.
I'm going to use it for sure.
That's really smart. Yeah. Well, next time my food's late.
Totally. So going back to dating for a second, do you have any advice for like single girls in the city? And like, were you on any of the apps when you were single ever?
You know, I've actually never been on the app. And I think like, it's this weird thing where like, I don't want to date any guy that isn't like open dating a porn star, obviously, for yeah. very obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. But, like, at the same time, I don't want to meet the guy on the app that is going to respond to a porn star. Mm-hmm. And that's like a really, like...
No, I totally know what you mean. It's like you have to vet people because it's like being really rich and, like, everyone knowing you're rich, you know?
Except like, that would be a way better problem. I think I could deal with that.
But, like, you don't want to make, like, the wrong kind of friends, you
right,
know?
Exactly. And it's, it's definitely, like, a weird thing. And for that reason, I've never gone on an app.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, I use my real name in right. porn. So, like, if I were to go on, like, I would either have to make a fake name,
right.
and then I'm starting
wait,
off lying.
So your last name is your...
No. My last okay. name is different, but my first name is real.
Right.
So...
Does anyone know your real last name?
Yeah, it's out there. Like, if you wanted to Google it, yeah. you could. It's not, like, a secret. I mean, mm-hmm. I wanted it to be a secret, but...
yeah.
But you know what? I think, like, when I quit porn, I'm just going to change my name legally,
mm-hmm.
and then... But well, I probably shouldn't say that, but whatever.
Yeah.
But you don't know what I'll change it to. But like, so yeah, it's that weird thing of like, either I'm going to start off on a lie.
Right.
Or we're going to start off on the truth, which might attract the wrong kind of guy, mm-hmm. I guess. So who knows? But like, I see my friends on the apps and they look super fun.
They're fun. There's a lot of really different ones out there now that are really,
like,
really
Bumble good. Looks like fun, yeah. I think.
Yeah, Bumble's really fun.
Tinder looks a little stressful, honestly.
Yeah, Tinder seems like it's a lot.
Yeah, but I think, you know who has it the best?
Who?
The gay dudes.
Oh, with Grindr.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Get right to the point.
And, like...
There needs to be a Grindr for straight people.
Like. But they're all on the same page, and that's the problem, is we're mm-hmm. not.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
That's so true. If we didn't have, like, so many fucking feelings, you know? But they do, too. They just also like to fuck.
Right. And that's the thing. Like, I like to just fuck, but I'm also, like, not going to go on an app to look for that. Yeah. I'm just not. Like,
so true. Also, do you have any advice for anyone who has a similar career that, like, guys might not be thrilled about, or girls might not be thrilled about, any, like, advice about finding the perfect person?
Yeah, I mean, I feel weird giving advice because, like, I have a lot of failed relationships. But maybe that qualifies me to give more advice than ever. I don't know. I'm a huge believer that, like, it's about, like, finding the right person more than, like, finding a person and then changing their mind.
Agreed.
I'm definitely guilty of trying that mm-hmm. a lot. But what I've learned is that, for sure, it's about finding the right person.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that is just, like, for me anyway, it's a lot more of, like, being honest with myself, I think. Because a lot of times we meet someone and, like, we fool ourselves into thinking, like, well, you know, we could, like, these 13 things need to change. But, like, they'll get changed. Like,
right.
It's fine. Or I'll change and I'll be able to deal with it. And, like, usually that's not really the case. Yeah. So.
Find someone the way that you want them already, and don't change them. I love
that. I think so.
Yeah, that's really cool. I'm so parched. Do you want me to get you a Trio? I'm going to get one in the fridge.
Oh, is that birch sap water?
Yes. I can't believe you've heard of them. They're honestly the best. My favorite flavor is peach mango. What about you?
I've never had it. It's like organic, though,
right? Yeah. You've heard about it. It's organic. It's under 10 calories, and it's fucking awesome. I'm going to get one.
Sold.
The way we usually like to wrap up with guests is that we say a quote. We have the guests say a quote or like a motto from dating or relationships that they find true. So like an example of one is like when someone shows you who they are, like pay attention or something mm-hmm, like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What's one that you live by?
Oh my God. So my favorite quote to live by is I'd rather beg for forgiveness than ask for permission.
Yeah, I love that one.
But I feel like that's a really horrible thing for relationships.
No, not at all. I think that that's like that means live your life. Don't like be such a cautious person. I mean, it doesn't mean disrespect the person you love.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go with that then.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's true. Like, I think, you know, and you know what? Actually, like, I think if you really look for like a deeper meaning, mm-hmm. I think in a lot of relationships, like, we're told from when we're young, like, oh, you have to put, like, your husband or wife first over anything. But mm-hmm. I think it is really ultimately important to, like, always put yourself first. And maybe I'll listen to this interview in, like, 10 years and I'll be like, God damn, I was such an idiot.
No.
But, like, I really do think, like, if everyone just, like, looks out for themselves first, then I don't know, I think that's important.
I agree. I think
to be true to yourself.
I think look out for yourself, but the way that I would put it is take care of yourself and and especially your mental health
mm-hmm.
and make sure that you're happy and secure, and then you usually won't hurt the person that you're with.
Totally. Like so many, I think so much of like arguments and fights come from like your own unhappiness
yeah.
and then like you just project that onto them or like you make them drag them down with you or, you know, make them miserable because you are. So I think for sure like taking care of yourself is really important.
I agree. So going back to your divorce for a second, is there anything that you learned that you can share with our listeners, maybe like about getting married young, or, you know, anything marriage related?
I've been married twice.
Oh, wow.
And I have not learned my lesson. I'm like, I would get married 100 times more.
Why not?
you know, like I, the first time I got married, I was 19, and then we got divorced when I was 21. And then this last marriage was 4 years. So I met him when I was, 27. We got married at 28 and then divorced at 32, and I'm 33 now.
Okay.
It just like takes a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, and it's crazy because like, so the last book I wrote, I had this chapter that was like all this advice, like mm-hmm. relationship advice. And it's like, well, now I'm getting divorced. So it's like...
Yeah, but a divorce doesn't mean failure. It just means that it didn't work out with that person because it's going to work out with somebody else.
Right. You know? Yeah. And like, I definitely try to like keep that in mind. But a lot of the things that I thought really worked for us kind of ended up being like the things that weren't working.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, like in... the last guy I was married to, we had very separate lives. And that was, like, what I really prided us on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had this job in New York, and I was only in L.A. half the time for, like, a couple years of our marriage. You know, we had separate bedrooms. Mm-hmm. We had separate offices, which you can do in L.A. because it's not New York. And we don't live in, you know, a 600-square-foot apartment.
Literally.
But, like... so, to me, I was like, oh, I love that we have our own lives, and we're so independent. We're not, like... we don't need each other for anything. Like, and I think a lot of that was just like me protecting myself from past relationships.
Right.
And like, I was like, well, if I want to leave, I can do that. I have the independence mm-hmm. financially and emotionally and all that to like be able to walk away. But in the end, it was kind of like, well, for that very reason, like I felt like we weren't that intimate or connected.
Yeah.
And,
what was his zodiac sign?
He was a Gemini, so that was like the first thing that I should have.
That's really interesting. No, I mean we're attracted to our moon signs.
Oh, really?
That doesn't mean that they're necessarily good for us, but we are.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like he, and you know, honestly, like I don't regret that relationship at all. Like we left on good terms, mm-hmm. and we're not. It was such a mature breakup. Like we weren't like fighting and we didn't like scream at each other like, I'm going to break up with you. It was so like amicable and rational.
Right.
And like, I think for that time of my life, it was the perfect relationship because I was really focused on my career at mm-hmm. that point. And I don't think I could have given like all of myself to a relationship.
I agree. I think everything has like a reason and a time and a place and mm-hmm. like they're, clearly was a reason you were meant to be with that person. There was a reason you were meant to be married two different times. And, like, everything comes together and, like, mm-hmm. full circle. So I definitely believe in that.
No, for sure. Like, I wouldn't have had it any other way.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, thank you so, so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. I had a lot of fun.
This has been so nice. Just feels like a chat with someone I've known forever.
Yeah, it really does.
We met today. if you want to follow Asa's podcast, it's called the Pornhub Podcast with Asa Akira.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also follow her on Instagram. What's your Instagram name? Just your
name. Asahole.
Asa Hole. That's a fucking amazing Instagram name. So ASA Hole. Follow We Met at Acme on Instagram. Write us a review. Apparently the reviews are good for SEO. I just learned that recently. So definitely write us a review. Even if it's bad, it's good for SEO. So fuck you. You're helping me anyway. And thank you guys. Have a good morning, afternoon, or night.